I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The phone book, well, it's becoming a thing of the past. Fairpoint Communications recently announced it is no longer issuing residential phone listings in New Hampshire and Maine, but the printed residential phone directory does live on in Vermont, at least for now. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Once upon a time, the phone book was an integral part of every home reference library, a source of emergency contacts, a map of time zones, a listing of area codes from here to Alaska, and all those phone numbers. Now the white pages, with their columns of tiny, squint-worthy type, have disappeared in Maine and New Hampshire, although there is an online version and customers can still request printed copies. In Vermont, though, the white pages directory, which is actually printed and distributed by a vendor called Dex Media, is still sent to Fairpoint customers. Jim Porter, the director of the Public Service Department's Division of Telecommunications and Connectivity, says as more people abandon landlines in favor of cellular service from national providers, phone books have become less useful.
We've certainly seen the residential phone book usage and quite frankly, demand for it, I think, decrease as time goes by.
Porter says when everyone had a landline, the phone book was an important part of the service provided by companies and a bigger source of revenue.
Back in the days when we rate-regulated the telephone companies, that was a revenue stream that was frequently litigated and how it was accounted for. So yes, phone books used to get a lot more scrutiny than they do today.
Porter says to eliminate the distribution of printed residential directories in Vermont, Fairpoint would have to go before the Public Service Board and make that request.
We've had no discussion with Fairpoint about what their plans are in Vermont at this point.
And it doesn't look like Fairpoint's Vermont phone book will go the way of the phone booth in the near future. Angeline Beaudry, a spokeswoman for Fairpoint, says the company currently has no plans to discontinue issuing residential phone books in Vermont. She says doing away with the printed residential listings in New Hampshire and Maine is simply a case of the white pages going green. The printed yellow pages will continue in those states because most businesses still rely on landlines. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.